Government figures show that the nation's high school population is quickly becoming extremely diverse. Newly arrived immigrants are leading the way. High schools have struggled to deal with this crucial demographic shift. Some schools have spent decades creating programs to better serve immigrants. Thomas Edison Senior High in Miami, Florida is one such school. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
The auditorium at Thomas Edison Senior High begins to fill with students right around noon. This daily informal gathering is the students' idea. They're here to give thanks for being in America.
We are standing. We are standing.
Today, about 200 students show up. Some take off their shoes, hold hands, eyes closed. It's not just faith that bonds these young people. It's the fact that they're immigrants. Over 80% of the 2,300 students at Edison High are Haitian immigrants.
Yes, I come here with my family, and I didn't speak that language before.
They always say we dumb, because, you know, English is not our language, so the way we dress, they always think we dumb.
They making fun of you, but I don't think it was matter to me, because what I really want to do is go to school and get an education, that's all.
Zenine Sivo, Jude Cerise, and Stanley Dursilian are all good students, but culture shock doesn't even begin to describe what they've been through. Their story is the story of Edison Senior High School.
We take everybody right off the boat, whether they know the function of a pencil or a pen, open a book, whether they've ever been in a public bathroom, we take them.
Santiago Corrada, the principal at Edison High, says Haitian students often arrive with little or no formal schooling. Some are illiterate in their native language, French Creole. Watching Corrada make his rounds, you can tell he devotes an enormous amount of energy to getting to know his students, to earning their trust and respect.
Man, I love you, man. My boys.
A short, stout man with a handsome face, Corrada is known throughout the Miami-Dade School District for his ability to motivate teachers and students and for turning Edison High School into a sanctuary for newly arrived immigrants. Corrada and his staff have created an array of vocational choices, an ambitious college prep program that helps the brightest students prepare for college. There are lunchtime tutorials, evening and weekend classes. The jewel of this academic retooling, though, is the writing program. Kathy Rosenthal Humphrey, a tall, crisply dressed woman in her 50s, has taught English literature at Edison since 1984.
These are kids who are succeeding because we have provided for them a writing program that teaches them how to write in the way that kids learn how to dance. It taps into rhythm, it taps into song, it taps into movement. It's strong, and we write every day.
In the last 2 years, Edison has registered the biggest gains of any high school in Miami-Dade County in reading, math, and the SATs. Edison, though, still ranks near the bottom on overall test scores, graduation rates, and college attendance. Teachers here are under constant pressure to get newly arrived students to make quantum leaps in a short period of time. The state of Florida, after all, ranks and sanctions public schools based on test scores, regardless of how long students have been in this country or whether they know English.
They come in and you say, what's your name? And they look at you and they say, no. They shake their head from left to right and they have no idea what you're saying. So we start from scratch.
41-year-old Gosian Marsuka is one of 9 ESOL teachers at Edison High. ESOL stands for English for Speakers of Other Languages. It's not bilingual education, and it's not a sink-or-swim approach to teaching English. It's more than that, says Marsuka.
Because they think they're still living in Haiti, and they're very confused with the system here and what to expect. And we try to explain how things work, how life is here.
Do you have an alarm clock at home?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
That's because in Haiti you didn't use alarm clocks, right? Are there chickens near your house to wake you up?
Yeah.
Marsuka, who is Haitian, has taught at Edison for 8 years. She says the hardships some of her students have known most of their lives did not end when they moved to this country.
Now I'm currently helping 2 little Brazilian students who are sleeping in a garage near the school, and they're sleeping on the mattress.
Marsuka breaks down and cries.
And they tell me their problems. I give them support. I cannot give them a place to live. I give them hope.
Teachers at Edison work very hard not to dwell on their students' hardships or their shortcomings. They'd rather point to the things that this school has done to raise students' academic skills, starting with a strong leader, Principal Santiago Corrada, a rigorous literacy program, and a willingness on the part of teachers to change the way they teach if it's not working. All have been proven to work. All are likely to be cited by a National Commission on High School in a major report next month. But for every successful strategy, says Corrada, there's a dose of reality that his students must grapple with. Violence, drugs, poverty, homelessness. Corrada says you cannot truly appreciate what Edison High School is trying to do if you don't understand the void it's trying to fill in kids' lives.
You want to go for a ride? Is that what you want to do? Come on, I'll give you a quick ride through.
Corrada offers a tour of the neighborhood. We pull out of the school's parking lot and go around the shapeless three-story structure that houses Edison High. Only a narrow street separates the school from an eight-lane stretch of Interstate 95 that empties rush hour traffic into downtown Miami.
That's probably a condemned crack house here or a drug house right behind the school.
We're in a section of Miami known as Little Haiti. There's not a single movie theater in the neighborhood, no youth clubs or libraries. But everywhere you look, there are liquor stores. Resources at home for most of his students, says Corrada, are meager at best.
These are the projects here.
The way Corrada sees it, life has tossed these kids a curveball, and Edison High can only do so much to help them. It's really up to them whether they make it in America. It's a lesson that 18-year-old Alex Duge, this year's valedictorian, has taken to heart.
Because I know that I want to have a good future. I want to be successful. My parents don't have college degrees, and I see how hard they're working to make their living, and I didn't want to live like this.
Census figures show that foreign-born students like Alex and children born in the U.S. to newly arrived immigrants are the fastest-growing group of students. Scholars say today's immigrants are not unlike the immigrants who arrived at the turn of the last century from non-English-speaking European countries. But back then, high school-age kids were more likely to work, not go to school. That's the difference. That's the challenge. As for Alex, he wants to be an engineer. In September, he'll attend Florida State University, where he'll join his sister, a sophomore there, and also a graduate of Thomas Edison Senior High School. I'm Claudia Sanchez, NPR News, Miami.